Before the pandemic hit, around 25,000 new homes were expected to be completed this year. Now that figure is looking more like 18,000, down 14% on last year. The figures are contained in the latest report from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. We can speak now to their chief economist, Dr. Ali Orr. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill.
House completions were down in the first half of the year, but not as much as you had expected, given the drop in construction activity during lockdown.
That's correct, because when we looked at the severe lockdown, especially in the second quarter, April and May, we thought that the output for the first half of the year would be much severe. But we see that the capacity in the sector is around 85%. So, as you know, the construction sector was one of the first sectors to be reopened, gradually reopened phase, and they built up capacity very quickly. However, having said that, as your introduction said, we expect the completion levels to be around 18,000 this year.
If we look at the second quarter, though, there were less than 3,300 homes completed, nearly a 32% drop on the same period last year. So that's fairly significant.
It is, and that's mainly due to, as I said, to the public health measures that were introduced. Basically, sites were totally closed in nearly more than half of second quarter of 2020.
Many people had expected property prices to fall during the pandemic, but we haven't seen any significant drop as of yet, according to the latest CSO figures. Is that likely to happen at all?
The decline in the increase in average prices, and the latest figures from this year, so yes, they show that there was actually a decline after many years at a national level as well. That has been an ongoing trend. So prices were stabilizing, and in terms of the estimates or the expectations that the prices would fall down further. But I think we have to think about that prices are formed between supply and demand. So if you see the supply declining, and if the demand is still strong there, it will put further pressure. It is like to put further pressure in prices. But the general expectation is that there might be a slight decline overall in 2020.
As expected, mortgage approvals and drawdowns have also seen a drop due to the pandemic. But the figures show that things are starting to pick up again on this front.
They are. And we were looking at especially in terms of the approvals, they are down significantly year on year. But since the economy, the sectors of the economy started gradually reopening, we have seen increase in approval levels. But I think we have to caution that they are significantly down from the same period in the last year. In addition, we know that the Central Credit Register, which the lenders use when they're making inquiries about the borrowers in terms of their applications, the activity fell around 50% between February and May of this year. But when you look at August, this number has picked up again to the levels observed back in February. So that's an encouraging sign.
And the number of housing commencements in the second quarter were down over 50% on the same period last year. So this will result in further supply issues next year, presumably.
Exactly. When we look at the commencement figures, it generally gives us an idea as to how many units can we expect to be completed in the next 12 to 18 months. So if the commencement numbers are down this year, it's like that this will have an effect in completion numbers, especially next year.
We'll have to leave it there. Dr. Ali Orr, Chief Economist with Banking and Payments Federation Ireland.